Okay, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, great. Can you tell me your full name and title?
Richard Austin, MD, Assistant Clinical Professor of Emergency Medicine.
Okay, great. And Dr. Richard Austin, that's RichardAustin?
Correct.
Okay, great. And so I'm working on just a quick story about the cold weather in the Midwest. There have been a couple record-breaking cold temperatures, and just wanted to talk with you about just kind of what we're seeing in terms of how this, like, are we seeing more people showing up to the ER or to the hospital? Are there cold-related illnesses or things happening? So can you speak to that first, kind of generally?
Sure. I mean, it's definitely been cold the past few weeks. I think I've worked 4 of the last 5 days, and it's cold when I go in and cold when I leave, colder than typical. We have seen, a few more patients come into the emergency department when it's cold. That's fairly typical. Some of the things that we're seeing are, frostbite, frost nip, those types of cold weather illnesses. And then the other thing that we see a little bit more would be related to incidences attempting to stay warm. So space heaters and carbon monoxide poisoning, those things happen a little bit more whenever the weather gets cold and people are trying to compensate for those.
So, are we seeing more incidents like the ones you described just in the recent days?
Yes.
I see. And this is in the Springfield area, or do you hear this from others in other parts of the region?
I hear it from other parts of the region. I work in Springfield mostly.
Yeah. And what general advice do you give to people in terms of how to stay safe during these cold times?
Well, I mean, the first and most important thing is if you don't have to go out, then don't. Stay in, stay warm. If you have to go out into the weather, it's, trying to stay warm and dry, multiple layers of clothing, not being out for extended periods of time, doing, whatever you can to stay warm when you're out. And then, being safe whenever you're staying warm in the house. So making sure you have carbon monoxide detectors and that their batteries are working.
And is there anything else that you would point out or want to discuss related to this topic?
I think the one thing that sometimes gets lost is that those at the extremes of age are more susceptible to both. So the young and the elderly, definitely want to be keeping a closer eye on them, limiting the amount of, temperature exposure that they have, if at all possible.
Great, thanks so much. So Dr. Richard Austin and yeah, I appreciate you speaking with me at the last minute like this.
Oh, no worries.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
All
Thank you.
right. Take care.
Thank
Bye.
you.